Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is Wealth is a Blessing and Responsibility. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah. He is the one who graces us through His generosity and His beneficence. He is the one who has made money and wealth a means by which we can support our lives and what He has entrusted to us to use in the best of ways. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one who has no partners. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. To continue, I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And whomsoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out. Whomsoever has taqwa of Allah, He will make for him a way out. And He will provide for him from where he does not expect. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that wealth serves a purpose as being an outer adornment in this world. For He says, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا, that wealth and children are an adornment of the worldly life. So wealth in its outward sense and has a capacity and is adornment in this world. It is often a cause for joy and is obviously one of the main means by which people support themselves through purchasing and attaining unto the goods and services that they think that they need. In this manner, wealth and money promises to us a way by which we think we can attain happiness. But in reality, the nature of the heart, happiness and spirit, is not a commodity we can buy. For the ultimate happiness is a heart that is orientated towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the baqiyatu salihat, that which ultimately remains and that which is ultimately pure, done for the sake of Allah, is that which we're being called to with regards to our wealth. For the person who uses his money for purely egocentric purposes is in a way depriving himself of the ultimate potential that money and wealth gives him, which is to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invest not just in this world, but to invest for that world, the world that never comes to an end, the hereafter, the life of eternity, the hayatul abadiya, not the hayatul faniya, the life that lasts, not the life that ultimately perishes. And that's why this fleeting sense of this world will ultimately become manifest when we are resurrected, and then all we'll have is that which was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for in this regards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to use our wealth in seeking our provision for Him in the best of ways, so that when we are resurrected and raised up, and when we are asked about what we were given, we will have the best of responses and the best of hisab, the best of accounts. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. It is He who has made the earth tame for you, so walk amongst its slopes and eat of His provision. And to Him is the nushur. To Him is the resurrection. To Him is the return. And that's why we have to be conscious of the trust we have been given with regards to wealth. Not just ourselves, but that we have been given this trust to look after our families, to look after our near ones, to provide a noble life for them, but also to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to use this money and whatsoever we have been given in a way that caters to hearts and ensures that people are not deprived. And that's why even regards to our own family, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed the need to look after them and to make sure they are well off, such that they are not deprived. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّكَ أَن تَدَعَ وَرَثَتَكَ أَغْنِيَاءَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَن تَدَعَهُمْ عَالَةً يَتَكَفَّفُونَ النَّاسِ. It is better that he said, if you leave your heirs wealthy, that is better than if you leave them poor, holding out their hands to people, i.e. begging or asking for support from other people. Because we want people to be self-independent. We want people to have this ability to support themselves. And the one who is able to support himself then is then in a position to be able to support others. Because the one, the believer who is strong, is better than the believer who is weak. And wealth is a means by which we can attain unto means that can help facilitate things in this world. And so, ibadallah, O slaves of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised his believing servants, and especially praised those ones who are just and balanced with regards to the use of wealth. This entails that they neither squander it or waste it, and nor are they those who are stingy by not spending it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And they are those, the believers are those who when they spend, they do not do so excessively or sparingly, but are ever between that, justly moderate. And it's about this moderation, this balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere informs us. He says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِقٍ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطَ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. And do not make your hand as if it was chained to your neck, nor should you extend it completely and thereby become blamed and insolvent. So in other words, we don't be those who are not able to spend in the path of Allah, and nor are we those who are frivolous and waste our money, right? So we have to be people of this balance. And this is intelligence. So the intelligent person is a one who's prudent, who's someone who's capable and balanced in the management of their wealth. And this is a person who uses his wealth for that which ultimately brings him the best of returns in this world and the next. The ultimate returns being the returns for that life, as we said, brothers and sisters, that never comes to an end. And so they think about themselves, they think about the future generations, they think about their children, but most importantly, they think about that akhirah, that life that will never come to an end. And these are the people who don't find them weighed down in debt. You don't find them lost in debt in a manner that spells difficulties, not just for their own lives, but for the people of those around them. These are the people who are always able to support others. These are the people who are always looking after others. These are the people who are conscious of what they expend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تخيفوا أنفسكم بعد أمنها. Do not threaten yourselves with danger after you're being in safety. And the companion said, how would that be, O Messenger of Allah? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, by being in debt. So brothers and sisters, sound investment of money and its responsible management is actually part of our religion. And that's why we find that some of the great Salihin, when they were asked, such as Ibn Mubarak, he was asked, how is it that we see you working and striving for a living? Should you not be given to asceticism or be an ascetic, be a person of zuhd who has given up this world? And he responded by saying, I only work in order to safeguard my essential needs, to suffice myself, and to seek help in my devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this way of seeking to adhere and support our families is a type of worship, in the sense that we are seeking to ensure our families can be freed up and we can be freed up to perform our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of manners. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَ إِبْنَ آدَمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ حَتَّى يُسْعَلَ عَنْ خَمْسٍ. Said, the feet of the son of Adam shall not move from before his Lord on the day of judgment until he's asked about five things. And amongst these five things he mentioned, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهِ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَهِ. And about his wealth and how he earned it, and in what did he spend it. So brothers and sisters, the ability to earn your money in a way that's halal, with true striving and exertion, and to spend it on the ways that seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great way of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a day in which we will be asked about what we did on the Day of Judgment. So we need to ensure we have the best of answers, and we need to ensure that in this world we are using our wealth in a way that brings about barakah and true growth and allows us to attain unto true happiness and contentment, and ultimately allows unto us to attain unto that happiness that will never come to an end in that jazaa, that great ajr, that ajrun kabir, that great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who have lived their lives and spent of their what they were given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aminu billahi wa rusulih wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fihi. فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believe in Allah and His Messenger and spend out of that in which He has made you successes. مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ, made you successes. And He says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, for those who have believed amongst you, وَأَنْفَقُوا, and spent, there will be أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. For those people, they will have a great reward. And this great reward is the reward that we hope for in the hereafter. And that, brothers and sisters, is ultimately the true wealth. The true wealth and the true richness is ghina billah, to find your needs met through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, to find your heart content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the next world, to find that rida and that contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إِن يَكُونُ فُقْرَى يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, that if you can truly be needy through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will enrich you from His bounty. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us this real wealth, this real ghina billah, this freedom and wealth through Allah, that He frees us from everything else besides, and that is the true wealth, that is the true thing we seek. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end of this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.